farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this edition of Calling Farmers, local egg farmers say they will meet the demand for the festive season. Stick around for the details. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Vaughn Davis. Thanks for waking up with us.
Are you a public sector worker who is close to retirement or already a pensioner? The Accountant General's Department, the nation's treasury, invites you to Pensioners Day on the lawns of Devon House, November 21. Come and answer knowledge about the modernization of government pension directly from the experts. Get information regarding your health from Sachikran and NHF. Financial advice from NCB, JNBS. Visit other booths such as NIS, Fidelity Motors, Salada Foods, Perishable Limited Pensioners Association, and much more. Yours truly, Jenny, will be there. Call 922-832-027 for more information. The Accountant General's Department, improving nonstop.
Jamaicans are being assured by the Jamaica Egg Farmers Association, JEFA, that an adequate supply of table eggs will be available for the festive season with no major price increase. President of the JEFA, Roy Baker, says they are projecting a supply of 13.2 million eggs for the December period, which is an ample supply to meet the increased demand for the season.
Absolutely no worry this year. There should be no shortage at all. We have the data, we have the experience, we know what is happening. The projection for December is 13.2 million eggs. And from our experience, the market would be comfortable with somewhere around 11.5 to 12 million eggs for December.
Mr. Baker says the local egg industry is now self-sufficient in the production of eggs, and there will be no need to import eggs for the domestic market. He says the shortage of eggs usually experienced during the Christmas period will not be a reality this year due to better management of the industry.
Since 2003, we have not imported eggs on any form of regular needs. There was the occasion when we had hurricanes, and during those short periods, we had to import. But by and large, the industry has been a success story.
The Jamaica Egg Farmers Association is also receiving additional support from the Ministry of Agriculture's Marketing Division in order to stimulate and promote investments within the sector.
And as we look forward to continue the growth of the industry in straight organization, we have recently had the support of the Ministry of Agriculture in setting up the marketing committee between the ministry's marketing department, the Agricultural Marketing Information Division, and the egg farmers and other key stakeholders.
President of Jamaica Egg Farmers Association, Roy Baker. According to JEFA, the value of the local egg industry is estimated at over $5.5 billion. JEFA was formed in 2000 in order to minimize the importation of table eggs. Table egg or shell egg is one of the main ingredients used in cakes, puddings, and other baked goods consumed during the festive season.
If your child has chikungunya fever, give them paracetamol such as Panadol, Cetamol and Tylenol, and lots of fluids to reduce fever. Use a cool damp cloth on their forehead and give them sponge baths using room temperature water. Never use alcohol. A message from the Ministry of Health.
And now for our proverb of the day. Our proverb for this morning is, "Wa sweet nanny goat a go run in belly." Translation, what sweets the nanny goat will also run his belly. And this means that which appears to be good now can eventually hurt you in the long run. That brings us to the end of this morning's program. We invite you to join us again next time. Remember to keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or on Facebook. I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.